Agent of Change, A Health is Wealth 2022. And in this episode, we are continuing as we look specifically on students, the habits of successful students. Now, if you are a student, a learner, or an academician, this will be very helpful for you. Now, all students gather around. We have the habits of successful students. At most of the time, we find that our performance as students is different. But how do students become successful when they have a certain habit? How do students become successful in an environment where they cannot cope? Now, here is how you become successful. As a student, we picked certain habits on how do successful students manage their work. What are their characteristics? And here we want to share with you the habits of successful students. One thing that we have seen on successful students, number one, they are organized. They are very organized in what they are doing. They are very organized in every aspect that they are doing. Now, getting organized is making a plan for what you are going to do, when you are going to do it, and making sure that you are always ahead of the curve. Successful students have shown that in order for them to become successful, they have a plan. This plan tells them what they are going to be doing, how they are going to be doing it, and when are they going to do it. Now, in order to be successful, be organized. Have a plan on how you are going to accomplish your task, how you are going to become the person who you want to be, how you are going to become a successful student. Number two habit that we have seen in successful students, they divide up their work. Now it is time for you to divide it up. Divide your work up into parts. Now, forcing yourself through a study marathon will only make it worse. Studying is very painful, and when you want to force yourself to do all the things at once, it's going to make yourself worse. You're going to make yourself tired, bored. Now, it is time for you to break down. Divide your work into manageable tasks and rewarding yourself when you finish your task. This will make it more exciting. Give yourself, break down your project or your task. Then after completing a task, reward yourself for that, because you cannot fulfill all of the things at the same time. You can't cover everything at the same time. It is time for you to start dividing your work. Start dividing your work. Make it easy for yourself. Remember, at the end of the day, you should be able to cope. At the end of the day, it should be you who is coping, not the other way around. Number three, set a schedule. Have a schedule that you are following. In order to be a successful student, have a schedule. Do your work better in a way that you are satisfied, in a way that you planned for it. Don't do what others are doing. Do what you can cope with. So you might ask yourself a few questions. Do you work better right after school or after you've eaten dinner? That could be the question. Are you more productive in 90-minute blocks or half an hour slots? That could be your next question. Now, this helps you to find a schedule that works for you. When you've found a schedule that works for you, you stick to the schedule. You stick to how the schedule will be. Now, asking yourself those questions is trying to be relevant to your strength, to your ability. Most of the time we become unsuccessful because we do things that are beyond our ability, that are beyond our strength. In order for you to become a successful student, set a schedule. That's a characteristic that we saw on successful students. Number four, study. Well, that's the hard part. At the end of the day, to be successful, you must study. Successful students have time to study. Now, this one might be obvious, but did you know that there is a right and a wrong way of studying? Because someone can say, I'm studying, but at the end of the day, the results come back opposite to what I did. I put the effort, but at the end of the day, I am failing. There is the right way to study and the wrong way to study. Now, design flashcards one day and make practical tests the other day. Have a habit of designing flashcards that reminds you of what you are going to write, what you are going to study, and also create practical tests for yourself. This will help you to be able to have the knowledge, the everyday knowledge. Also, review your material several days ahead of time. This will also help you to plan ahead. At the end of the day, you should study. Now, in other words, we are saying study, do not cram. There is no need to cram it. Understand it, you will see that you will become successful. This is one of the habits that we saw on successful students. They study. They do not cram. They make practical tests for themselves. They make flashcards. They come up with ways where they can remember what they were being taught, that they can remember what they are going to write. Now, if you apply it to yourself, you will see yourself also becoming successful. Number five, ask questions. There are people who are just silent in class. I've been a learner before. I'm a student. There are people who are just silent. They don't ask questions. Don't forget, you are in that school to learn. You are in that university to learn. At the end of the day, you are there to learn. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Ask questions. What you don't understand, you have the right to question. Ask questions. If you don't understand it, if you want more information, ask questions. Now, ask for help from your teacher, your lecturer, your tutor, or your friends. You will realize that most of the people who are around you have enough information for you to understand. You might not understand it through your teacher, but you can understand it through your friend. You might not understand it through your friend, but you can understand it through your tutor. So ask questions. It's another important aspect of successful students. Now, the last habit that we saw on successful students is they don't wait for motivation in order to strike. There are some people who are waiting to be told, hold on. There are some people who are waiting to be told, you can do this. No, we have discovered that successful students, they don't wait for motivation in order to strike. There is one thing they do. They know that motivation comes and goes. You can be motivated 2 minutes now, but after the 2 minutes, motivation can go. But studying for a degree or whatever that you are studying for, it will require persistence and consistency. You must be persistent in what you are doing. You must apply consistency. in all the things that you are doing. That's how you become a successful student. That's how you become a student who others will admire. That's how you become a successful student who produces better results. Now, through these 6 points, this is how you can become a successful student. If you are a student, you are a learner, apply these 6 points and they will help you. Each and every day, apply them. Be consistent. You must persevere. You must be persistent in order for them to produce good results. Now, join me in the next episode. We are still continuing. Our health is our wealth. We are academically healthy. We are financially healthy. We are wellness healthy. We are physically healthy. Now, health is wealth 2022. We will continue in the next episode. And I'm believing that you are going to join me every Saturday at 6 o'clock. We are on. Thank you.